I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Since the Taliban has enforced Sharia law over the Swat Valley in Pakistan, it appears they only wish to expand. Todd Nuttleton, a voice of the martyrs, says this doesn't bode well for Christians.
This is the part of Pakistan that is known to be the most radical Islamic and therefore most radical anti-Christian. We have had Christian workers in that area who have been kidnapped. They have been badly mistreated. They've been beaten because of their Christian witness. Even some have been killed simply because they were known to be Christians. They were known to be involved in outreach to Muslims.
Persecution's expected to increase. Elsewhere, a Baptist deacon in Uzbekistan was sentenced to 15 days in prison for feeding needy children. Forum 18 says Pavel Neno's home was raided by NSS secret police and was later prosecuted. In a similar case, 17 people were each fined 100 times the minimum monthly salary for attending a church member's birthday party. The Uzbek government says they want their children to develop away from the church. Pray. And HCGB Global is encouraging you to be a doer, a James 1:22 Christian. It's all part of HCGB Global's Me and My Household campaign. Today, HCGB Global is launching the Voice and Hands contest, says the ministry's president, Wayne Peterson.
We're encouraging your listeners to declare and demonstrate Christ's love through mission projects, either in your community, within the U.S., or globally. Tell us what they're doing to be the voice and hands of Jesus this summer. And the winners will receive a nice $200 cash prize.
We have a link to it at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the new book, Breakthrough, The Return of Hope to the Middle East, by Tom Doyle with D3 Partners. It's a book that tells firsthand accounts of what God's doing in the Middle East. Get Breakthrough at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.